From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Andrew McCutchen was named National League MVP yesterday, the first Pittsburgh Pirate player since Barry Bonds to receive the award. Miguel Cabrera of the Tigers won the American League honor for the second year in a row. Week 11 of the NFL schedule kicked off last night. The Indianapolis Colts overcame an 11-point halftime deficit to down the Tennessee Titans 30-27. The Packers getting ready for their game with the Giants on Sunday. Scott Tolzien, the former Badger, gets his first NFL start. He says it's been a weird couple of weeks.
It has been a wild couple of weeks, but it's part of the job, part of the business. So the focus remains the same, though. It was the same whether I was practice squad in the locker room back there or here. You know, you really try to make the most of each day. They all count, whether it's week 9 of the season or, you know, 17th day of training camp. It really shouldn't matter. Approach every day the same.
Top 25 college football last night. 8th-ranked Clemson beat Georgia Tech 55-31. The Badgers face Indiana tomorrow at Camp Randall. Chris Borland says the Indy offense is good.
I think they've had arguably the best skill in the Big Ten over the last few years, and that's true this year. You know, they've got no shortage of playmakers. Their line does a good enough job to execute what they want to do, and their quarterbacks are effective, so it's an explosive offense.
The Bucks are back in action tonight at Indiana facing the undefeated Pacers. You can hear that game right here, pregame show at 5:40. The Badger women's basketball team knocked off UW-Milwaukee last night, 85-60, five players in double figures for Bucky. The Pointer volleyball team won their opening game in the NCAA Division III tournament, beating Wartburg, coming back from two sets down to win. The state girls swimming and diving championships begin today down in Madison. Also, the football playoffs continue around the state. That's sports. I'm Tom King.